This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I love that song. That's a good one. Kept my headphones on and sung it at the top of my lungs.
Who's that again?
Sure. Maren Morris, and it's like Zed or something.
Zed, I thought so. That's the lady that our boy went to school with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
Very cool. Fine.
Yes, Grammy camp.
Yep.
They hang their hat on her for
Why
sure.
Why wouldn't they? She's incredible.
She got Grammys out mm-hmm. of that. Actually, the Country Music Awards are this weekend too, so she'll probably be up for some.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, I know how much you love country, so I want to make sure you know about that.
I do love country.
I'll remind you at 7.
Never doubt that.
I do not, my friend. Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. So it's like all the days that we've been having. It's been a year of wearing our PJs to work. And this day just makes it legit. This is the day when guilt-free, keep those PJ bottoms on. At least even if you're dressy, if you put makeup on, do your hair, put a nice blouse on, and get in front of your Zoom meeting, PJs on the bottom, please. Today's the day.
It's cute on girls. Boys, well, I mean, I guess you could wear underwear, but if you don't wear underwear with pajama bottoms, there you are. It's kind of gross.
What do you mean? Just like it's flopping around?
Yeah, there's your chaunch. It's just showing, basically, through your pajama bottoms. It's not good.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that at the grocery store. No thanks.
Just wiggling around, hanging out the front, not all cupped up and kept contained.
That's right. Why you guys wear sweats. Girls check out guys that wear sweats.
Because they've got it all loose in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's fine. I mean, you can do that, but it's really, there's your chaunch the whole time. It's not.
Hangs
it's
down not. Right into a fold. Generally makes its own fold.
Right. I'm surprised to hear that from you, Nicole. So you check out, I'm sorry, Coco. So you check out boys in sweats hoping to get a shape, a look at the shape.
I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. When I'm in Target, because you know what? Because I like to wear.
Well, you're always in Target.
Target
is like the
damn
Target.
Up a lot there
but,
in Benicia.
I like guy sweats more than girls. They have the pockets. They're deep. So I'm always.
You like
I always
them.
Buy. Yeah, I always buy guy sweats.
Yeah. Like the girls ones are. They're okay.
Well, they're always thinner material.
Yep.
I want a big fat
pockets.
Sweat with a big waist thing with a big tie for it and big deep pockets.
Yes,
that's what I want in a sweatpant.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
And I don't want them to go straight down. I want a tight ankle. I want an ankle holder.
Yeah. So, I do check them out, but I'm also checking them out to see what kind of sweats they're wearing. I'm like, did you get those here?
Yeah. Where did you get those sweats? Because those look really comfortable and your chaunch looks quite relaxed.
I mean, I should
say
that.
It looks like a relaxing place to have that hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Plus, the thing with pajama bottoms for guys, a lot of times they have that fly, the open fly.
Right.
So you might actually, you might catch an actual chaunch skin peak. No one wants that.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
You don't have to. We don't. Done. If anyone wants to say anything else about chaunches, it is Friday. I don't want to be the one that stops the chaunch talk.
No, I think we're good.
God, that's a great word. You know, I really, the first time I ever heard you say it was with Cody Simpson. Is that the Miley Cyrus boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the first time I ever heard it. You know, she's got her hand down and his pants. And like, the ex-boyfriend, sorry, Miley Cyrus's ex-boyfriend that, you know, after she broke up with that upstanding young man, Liam,
mm-hmm.
whatever his name is, the brother of Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth. That's how I figured out his last name. Liam Maclum. Yeah. She broke up with Liam Maclum, and then she was going out with that Cody guy, who was just, I mean, he looked like he wanted to be Billy Idol so bad, like that he bought all Billy Idol's clothes at the Goodwill. And then he put on the chonch pants, and she obliged. And that was the first time I ever heard that. Just, it's the best word. It turns out we weren't done talking about the chonch.
I know. I was just thinking, as a person who, you know, was kind of over the chonch talk, you're still talking about it.
No, right. I wasn't over. I didn't want to step on anyone else's chonch toes. Today's chonch day for me, as you know.
Oh, right.
So I'm trying to get in the mood.
It, as they say.
Yeah. That should be fun. I can't wait.
You're awful.
What are you talking about? I just said I can't wait.
Well, you know what? I take that back. You do it, and that's...
And with vim and vigor. Yeah. I am fully involved. So I got to muster it up. You know, I got to muster up the energy to like really be...
I think actually, as much as I joke about it, I think that's an example, whether or not you're just joking that you hate it and you're just going to get it over with or whatever. Yeah, you're making a face now, so you're clearly not into it. But
don't make things up.
You know, that's... You married someone. You're their sex life. Don't be shocked if you haven't boned them in a year and a half if they're cheating or they get caught on Ashley Madison. What'd you think was going to happen? You're not boning the guy.
Yeah.
Duh. So good job, Sarah.
Well, listen, thank you. And actually, I will say this about it. I do know that he wants it. He'd have it more if I'd allow that, which I won't. It is. I feel better about everything. He's in a great mood after. Mm-hmm. It's worth the effort, ladies. And for any ladies who aren't currently
handling that,
right? You got to handle it. And sometimes, look, you might even just say, "Look, I'm going to do this one thing, and that's all I'm doing." But it'll be good for you,
right?
Yeah. Put out.
All right, we got to get it.
Don't bother. I got you. Friday night.
We got to move on. What, is it the breakup talk now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's just the J-Lo to the J-Lo and A-Rod. You know, it's
info?
Well, no, not really. The only thing I wanted to talk about here is, like, she's got a collection now, I guess. I mean, of engagement rings. I don't know what the status is, but they're saying... You know, he bought her about a $2 million, like $1.8 million engagement ring. A-Rod bought that for Jennifer Lopez. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez have officially broken up. They made a big statement yesterday, and it's official. So he doesn't need the $2 million bucks, but don't you want the $2 million back?
Yeah, I think you do. And he's in the process of buying a basketball team. So
little bit counts.
He has a ton of money. That's an expensive endeavor. Like a billion. Like, what's that guy, the Microsoft guy, raised the price for all the basketball teams? I don't know that the Minnesota team will sell for the same price as the LA team, but that guy bought that team for like $2 billion. So he just overpaid. He wanted a basketball team so bad, he just threw money at it until it was his. So, you know, whatever this is going to sell for, it's going to strap this guy.
Yeah, I don't know. What is A-Rod worth? I'm sure he's just a partner, right? He's not buying
the
whole
team. He's just a partner, but he still has to push, you know, whatever you have to put down as collateral for the loan you want to take out. That's a decision. There you are going, here's all my stuff.
Yeah, he's worth $350 million. You know, the thing is, when you start getting into numbers like even $350 million, like, he's not a billionaire, but certainly he's got plenty of money. $1.8 million is more than a lot of people will make in their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a ton of money.
Right.
And it seems like zero compared to $350 million. I mean, to the rest of us who just hear these numbers and they're thrown around, like $1.8 million, that there's even a question as to whether or not she would be returning this ring to him. WTF.
Well, look, I do think different people have different attitudes. My personal attitude in that situation would not be about that's mine, it's my money, or I could sell it and have money from it. I would be thinking, I'm erasing this from my view. Mm. All the things that will remind me
of you.
Whatever struggle we went
always
through, I want that behind me. Here's your dumb thing,
me.
And here's your the bun huggers you left, mm. and here's some socks and whatever, and that stupid chair you bought that you want to sit in, that's out too.
Yeah.
All your stuff, gone. I'm sending it to wherever it is you live. Yeah. Bye.
Or just putting it outside.
Whatever.
You know, come get it if you want it. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
The elements can be harsh. I was thinking, though, that maybe she's collected, like the fact that it even comes up, like, it's weird. She hasn't decided yet if she wants to give it back.
I don't know if we ever followed up on Mariah Carey and whether she gave that ring back from that billionaire she didn't marry.
Right.
But that was another situation where she had an insane ring, uh-huh. and we all questioned whether it would go back, and I don't even remember if it did.
Can we see if that happened? Didn't she? She got a ton of money out of him.
I think she sued
she
him it. For $50 million or something
right,
like that.
Right, because she had traveled or her expectations weren't met. Or
we're talking about James Packer.
Yeah, that sounds
oh,
right.
Boy.
Yeah, she kept it.
How much was
she
it worth?
Kept it.
Mm-hmm. How much?
So after the settlement, they agreed that she would keep the massive engagement ring. I don't know how much it was worth. Do you know, Nicole?
I can't find it. All I found an article
whatever.
On
it's just
millions
so
of
she
dollars.
Kept it. Right.
Right.
I found an article on J-Lo's 5 engagement rings, including
five.
Including the one from Alex Rodriguez. So
A-Rod, mm-hmm. Ben Affleck. I wonder if she gave back Ben Affleck's ring.
Yeah, that was the pink one.
Did she keep that?
No, it doesn't say if she kept them or not.
She
They're
kept
just talking.
Let's go with she has a collection. I'm telling you. She has a five.
She's got like
she's
Super
set
Bowl
of five.
Rings.
Yeah, she's got Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
I have the info on the Mariah Carey ring. It's all 35 right. carats.
How many?
35 carat
diamonds. 35 carats? What is and that? Is that like a rock? Like an actual rock you would pick up on the beach that's like the size of your fist?
I know this is a boy thing, such a boy thing to say, but and didn't they not do it?
Oh, didn't they wait? Yeah.
Was
they,
she
they
like
till-
She
Didn't
has
they
said
not
that,
do it?
Right?
I thought she was. She's someone who says we won't be doing that.
I don't do that
day.
Out of wedlock.
Now that could be her BS. She lives in her own weirdly
fantasy
made up world.
Yeah.
She's been a star since she was 18, so she's got. She's in Mariah world the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Just living by Mariah rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's confirmed that they never had sex. With
confirmed by whom though?
Her
I mean,
former fiancé James Packer.
He's all done. No,
Page Six reported.
I never
that.
Got to, but I did pay through. I did pay her $50 million and gave her a $10 million rock.
Ugh.
So I paid for it, but I didn't get it. I'm suing her. Anyway, back to J Lo.
All right.
Who is the fifth? We got Mark Anthony. I assume she keeps the ring for that.
Yeah.
Ohani Noah.
Yep.
She married him.
Mm-hmm.
She was no. Yeah, she married him.
She married
that
him.
Other dancer named Chris.
Yeah. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
all five.
Well, what's his name?
Chris Judd.
So that's one that she bought herself, so of course she.
I shouldn't know that, but I
I'm
knew
glad
that.
You do, though. It's good.
I sit here and listen to you every day. I know stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I say it. I don't even listen to myself.
She said mm-hmm. that. Like, it's a six-figure emerald cut ring from Chris Judd.
That she bought for herself because Chris Judd's a dancer that she knows. I don't know. I don't know too many rich dancers. There's
Most
a few.
Dancers do it for the love.
They do. They do it. You know, it's good workout.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing. Just ask left shark. Or right shark. I'm not sure which one was the... Anyway, who cares? There's that. She's collecting rings. Moving across the pond, Prince William and Prince Harry will be separated during their grandfather's funeral procession. Procession. Prince Philip's funeral will be held tomorrow at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Prince William and Prince Harry will be part of the procession, but they will not walk together. They will be separated by a cousin. Because of course they will. His name is Peter Phillips. I don't know what number he is in line for the throne. Let's say 50.
That's princess and son.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at you go. Prince Peter Phillips. Is he a prince?
No, they don't have titles. She didn't want her kids to have titles.
So why not?
I don't know.
And, what is the fuss and bother? Take the title and be done with it.
Zara, that's her daughter, Princess Anne's daughter.
Oh.
And they don't have
Peter
titles.
And Zara.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's Prince Charles's sister.
Yeah.
That's his aunt. Mm-hmm. There are actually two processions to the funeral and away from the funeral. And they will not be walking together in the second one either. Buckingham Palace asks that you be ever so kind as to not read anything into this. They issued a statement saying the procession order was a practical change rather than sending a signal. This is a funeral and we are not going to be drawn into perceptions of drama. The arrangements have been agreed and represent Her Majesty's wishes. I don't know why I'm rolling my eyes. I just feel like it. It's Friday. It's Friday. Bill! By the way, in case you missed it, Meghan Markle stayed home. She's too pregnant to fly.
Mm. The doctor gave her a note, and that was the right play.
Right.
Good for them.
Luckily,
they were pregnant.
Yes, luckily, they had another baby on the way. She has a perfectly valid excuse. Cheerio. All right, I want to end with this one. We talked a little yesterday about Colton Underwood. He was a virgin when he was on his season of The Bachelor. He's an NFL guy. I don't think he was like a big successful NFL guy because I think he was out of it by the time he was on The Bachelor. We said he was a Raider. I think one of you guys said the Chargers. Anyway, NFL guy. Good looking. Mm-hmm. All-American boy. You know, blonde hair. Blue eyes, cherry pie. Is that an All-American? I don't know.
Cherry
don't know
pie.
What, you know, is apple pie? Is that it?
Oh, you mean just all, oh yeah. Well, you know, we get it, All-American.
Sure.
He was a Chargers, Eagles, and Raiders.
Oh, Chargers, Eagles, and Raiders. Mm-hmm. All right, so he bounced around a little. What position did he play?
Tight end.
Tight end, all right. What does that mean? What does he do? Does he catch a ball?
Tight end, that's Gronk.
Oh, all right, good. So he's not the long ball, he's the mid ball.
Yeah, and he blocks. So, you know, usually that position is
bigger.
It's a big enough dude that he can block, pick up blocks, and also, you know, pull off and catch a ball, you know, 10, 15. But Gronk runs down the whole damn
Gronk
field.
Gronk does, right. He seems like a wide receiver.
But he's, in particular, he's one of the best guys at that position.
Oh, thanks, Brent. I appreciate that. Hey, Tommy, why don't you want to go on the backyard?
You make fun, but he's part of the reason you have as many rings as you do.
Yeah, don't forget about that, Sarah.
That's right, Sarah. You got to keep that in mind. Tommy keeps on telling me you're good at that stuff. And I believe him.
Hey, did you hear
me?
Tommy's other dude, Edelman, has retired.
Yeah, I did. He's so good looking.
He's a guy from this area who's obviously had tons of success. He's announced his retirement, but I don't doubt that he's going to split and go play with
That's
Tommy.
Exactly what I thought. Exactly what I thought. Because, you know, didn't he put up a Buccaneers thing the other day? Like,
I think yeah,
like a
Joe
pirate
Fools.
Thing for
or
April
it was
Fools.
His, like, Joe, like, he took it down and went, just kidding or whatever. Yeah. But I'm
April
sure
Fools.
That's what he's up to.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Hey, Tommy, can I come play with you? And play? Oh, sure you can, Julian. Come on down.
Yeah, me and Tommy are having a party down here. It's fun. They give you jewelry.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So anyway, back to Colton Underwood.
Right.
He was the virgin bachelor. Turns out he was the gay bachelor. And Billy Eichner actually guest starred on Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor. And
Billy Eichner, who's that?
Billy Eichner is the, he does the man on the street stuff.
He's also a Timon from The Lion King.
There you go.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
He's
great, isn't he?
He's great. Thank God you remember the Timon.
I love Timon.
Okay, so this is just a clip from their season.
The first thing I do, I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know. No. Put that in your promo. See you later.
Run that again and listen to Colton
Stammer?
Boost up the stammering that Colton does after he says, maybe you're the first gay bachelor.
I do. I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know. I'm not. Put that in your promo.
A little bit tongue tied. Anyway, just Billy Eichner put that up on his Instagram just to remind us all that his gaydar was in full strength at that point. The Bachelor. Anyway, by the way, Colton told Billy, love you, love this now, and now I love being gay.
Oh, what did he tweet that or something?
Yeah, whatever he Instagram commented or tweeted or whatever. Something on social media somewhere, Vinny.
He loves being gay.
He says, love this now, and now I love being gay. He said it with jazz hands.
Oh.
I just assume. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Lobster.
I love lobster.
And the tango.
The tango?
The tango.
The tango makes the news?
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.